We're talking with Kim Bremmer, who he's got a website called aginspirations.com. That's an interesting name, Kim. Tell me about how you came up with that particular name.
Well, Ron, thanks for asking. About a year and a half ago, I decided to start aginspirations.com. I spent 15 years as a dairy consultant in north central Wisconsin. And about 5 years ago, I started volunteering for a group called Common Ground. And Common Ground is a grassroots movement of all women in agriculture. And we work at different consumer events, and we answer questions about farming and how food is raised. And we're in 17 states. We have 160 volunteers nationwide. Our marketing and training is funded by corn and soybean farmers. And I was getting opportunities to go and speak to different groups through Common Ground. So I decided that it seemed like a great time. I think that the message of agriculture gets told every day by everyone except those actually growing our food. And I felt like I needed to do my part, that I needed to speak up on behalf of agriculture. And my mission through Ag Inspirations is to hopefully inspire farmers to tell their stories and help connect people to where their food comes from and better represent the great success in agriculture today.
So this whole concept of trying to communicate back to the consumers, how are we doing?
Depends on the day you ask me, Ron. There's always work to be done. I think that everyone just really needs to speak up. And it's not just the farmers that need to speak up. It's all of us involved in agriculture. And everyone eats. And there's a ton of questions about farming and how food is grown and raised. And we need to be there to help answer those questions to our everyday consumers. We know that consumers are, on average, four plus generations removed from the farm today. And it's not their fault that they don't understand. They're getting the messaging from the media, from social media. They're getting bad information. You know, if you can Google it, it must be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's misinformation everywhere. We have all of the food companies now that are really trying to capitalize on this fear marketing that's in our food today. You don't have to walk down too many aisles at the grocery store to see labels that are ridiculous but are trying to scare people. And we just really all need to step it up and do our part.
The fear marketing. That seems like that really is almost overwhelming thing that we've got to deal with.
It is overwhelming. And in fact, when I've been volunteering for Common Ground events, working in the booth, there are very distinctly two types of women who come in to talk to us. And they're the group that comes in. The first one is the group that comes in, and it's the mom who can't sleep at night because she feels like she's harming her family because she can't always afford organic food. Or she buys two sets of groceries. And that's an alarming group to me because we have the safest, most abundant food supply. We don't need to be scared of our food. Now, I'm all about food choices. I don't care what you want to eat. And I'm also about choice in farming. And I think that farmers should be allowed to produce food however they want to, what fits their business, what fits their land, what fits their farm. It's important that we protect those choices for farmers. So it's that group. And then the other group is the mom that comes in and just buys less of what I consider important foods because they can't figure out the labels. They can't work through the noise. You know, they don't know if they're supposed to be buying all natural or certified organic or hormone-free, steroid-free, grass-fed, GMO-free. It's crazy. And I sympathize with them because we have a lot of food companies today that are trying to differentiate themselves in the marketplace. They're doing it at the expense of the consumer, and they're doing it at the expense of the farmer. And they're hurting everyone along the way.
What's the right message to basically counteract some of the fear that's out there? That person who's so, you know, almost wound up that they can't hardly make a decision.
Well, that's a big question, and I think it's different for everyone. And this is really where I come at it from more of a grassroots type movement, because I think we just have to engage in the discussion more with consumers and find out really what they're concerned about, because everyone's concerns are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And agriculture has a great story to share. It has a track record of success like no other business. We have so much to be proud of, our message of continual improvements. You know, there's so much on farms today that my dad and my grandpa could have never imagined as farmers. And agriculture is built on science and technology and innovation, and we really have to stand up and be proud of that and make sure that we're the ones shaping the message and telling our story.
Right. And I guess that's the real problem these days, that we've got so many people that through maybe greed in some cases, they want to tell their version.
Well, and you can, greed's a little harsh. I maybe wouldn't use that word, but let me give you a good example. I sat through a presentation from the chief animal welfare officer from McDonald's. Great man. And he was talking about how committed McDonald's is to their customers. They serve over 70 million meals a day. And I politely asked, so when do you want to become this other brand, Chipotle? When do you want to be like them and only serve non-GMO food? Because this was right after a Chipotle announcement. And he looked at me and said, well, ma'am, there's not enough to source us, but if consumers tomorrow want a square burger and I only make them a round one, what do you think I'm going to do? And I jokingly said, I think you should tell them to go to Wendy's. And he did not think that I was very funny. But it's an important point, because afterwards he came up to me and said, you know, the best thing you need to do is you need to get all your little associations together and you need to educate consumers. It's not my job to educate consumers. It's my job to sell products. And it really is as simple as that. But oftentimes, food companies today, they're selling products at our expense, and our expense being everyone's. They're taking money from consumers, hard-earned money, through this fear marketing, and it's coming at the expense of the reputation of farmers in our country today.
But, of course, you mentioned the fact that it's hard-earned money, but in a lot of cases, we've got so much disposable income. We've got a lot of consumers that just they're looking for some way to maybe get that extra little something so much better than the thing that's just that common product there at the regular grocery store.
Well, and there certainly is that group of people as well. And we're, let's face it, we're spoiled brats most of the time. Travel outside of this country and then we'll talk about food when you come back. I got the opportunity to go to Beijing last summer, and I was never so happy as to come home and eat a big steak. So it really is about perspective. But the reputation of our farmers in this country, it is at stake. And we all need to do a better job of engaging in conversations. And it's every day. We all have those friends, those family members. There's opportunities everywhere you go to share the story of agriculture in a positive manner. I do it at the grocery store because I only go Fridays at 5:30 and Sundays after church. I never leave the grocery store without talking to someone. I do it at the airport. You can do it anywhere.
Wow. Looking down the road, your group Common Ground, the other efforts that you're trying to undertake, where does this go? In other words, what's the evolution that you're trying to achieve?
Well, I think the real hope is to really keep everything we're doing as a grassroots movement, and to reach one person at a time and hope for the ripple effect. You know, you reach one person who then talks to a person who talks to a person. I think that's the only way to do it. And we have an advantage. Our advantage is that we own the message that matters. We know the story. We understand agriculture. We're the farmers, the ranchers. We have the best story to share. We just all need to do it. So I think that there really, truly is always a great opportunity. And we hear the negative messaging, but we have to remember that's the squeaky wheel. There's three other wheels or more. So We can't always get so discouraged listening to the negative talk about agriculture. You have to remember that there's an awful lot of people, we call them the movable middle, that really benefit from our message.